You know what this Sunday is? This Sunday is Baptism Sunday, and it's a special day. So, yeah. And I see Glenn standing there ready to put a Bible in anyone's hand. Does anyone need a Bible? Raise your hand. Okay, right up there in the back. I think we're good. Okay, well, as you guys are finding a Bible or a seat, we're going to get started with this morning. I love Baptism Sundays because in our experience of them over the years in this church, there's a very palpable sense of God's presence among us whenever there's baptisms. And we do baptisms at various points in the year. Our last one was a beach baptism down at Torrance Beach. We had 77 people get baptized that day, which is incredible. And yet more and more people are coming to Jesus. Over the recent weeks, we've had people come to Christ at each service. It's been amazing as the gospel continues to spread. But today, across our three services, we have 11 people that have decided to get baptized. And I have a message, a short message for you, just to talk about what this is. Baptism is an obedient act of faith where Jesus has commanded us to be baptized. And it's our way of identifying with Jesus. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, about how baptism is identifying with Jesus. So we're going to be looking at a couple of different verses today. We are taking a break from the Gospel of John, which we've been going through verse by verse every week. So this is a special message this week. Next week, again, we'll have a guest speaker for Mission Sunday. Our next section in John was going to be Jesus turning water into wine, his first miracle. And I was going to maybe tie that into baptism, but I was having a hard time how I could connect the wine and the water and all this kind of stuff. And I thought, you know what, we're going to just leave that and we'll get back to that in just a few weeks. But what we've been seeing in the Gospel of John is these testimonies that are coming out from various eyewitnesses as to what they believed about Jesus. We first saw John the Baptist, who identified Jesus rightly as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He said, "I testify that this is the Son of God. This is the Christ." And he was telling his disciples, "You need to stop following me. You need to go follow that guy." And so more disciples were leaving John and following Jesus. And we saw how that happened with Andrew and his brother, Simon. We saw that happen with Philip and Nathaniel, as those first four disciples were saying the same thing about Jesus, that he is the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the one that the scriptures had predicted would come. And he's saying, he's here, the Messiah's come, the Savior of the world has arrived. And so more and more people were hearing about Jesus, and everyone was identifying him in that way. And that's what baptism really is about. It's about identifying with Christ and saying publicly what you believe him to be. Those who are getting baptized today believe that Jesus is their personal Lord and Savior. The people being baptized today, by going into the water, they're saying that Jesus died on a cross to take away their sin. In the water is like going into the grave where Jesus was buried in the grave and the shame was removed. And then as you come up out of the water, you're publicly saying, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and now I walk in the new life that Jesus has offered me. And so every person being baptized today believes that Jesus is the Christ, the one who died and was buried and rose again in accordance with Scripture. They've put their faith in Jesus and they want to declare it publicly. This is what they believe. This is their testimony. And so I want to read from the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 32 to 34. You're welcome to turn there, but we're eventually going to make our way to Matthew chapter 3. So if you want to save some, you know, page flipping, go to Matthew 3. We're going to get there in a moment. But I first want to read from John chapter 1 because this is John the Baptist's testimony of when he rightly identified Jesus. John chapter 1, starting in verse 32, says, "And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, This is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and bore witness that this is the Son of God. So this is what John was saying. I saw this truly is the Son of God because I saw the sign that God promised, that the Spirit of God would descend from heaven and rest and remain upon Jesus, identifying him to be the Spirit-filled man that he was. And then when you get to Matthew's gospel, chapter 3, all three other gospels go into a little bit more detail as to what happens at Jesus' baptism. And I want to look at Matthew's gospel just because it really kind of expands what took place on that day. So Matthew chapter 3, starting in verse 13 through 17, this is the portion we'll look at verse by verse. Let me read it first. It says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?' But Jesus answered him, 'Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.' Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.'" Let me pray. God, we thank you for this picture we have of your baptism, for how you have identified with us. And Jesus, now through these baptisms today, these people are saying they want to identify with you. Thank you, God, that we can be in relationship with you, that we can know you, we can rightly call you our Lord and our Savior. I pray you send your Spirit to be here among us today, that we'd really sense that you're in this place. You're moving and you're working here. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So Matthew 3, starting in verse 13 says, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him." So Jesus came from Galilee, because that's the region where he grew up. As we've seen recently, Jesus grew up in a small, obscure village in that region of Galilee known as Nazareth. And remember how Nathanael said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" But Jesus came to John to be baptized because that was going to be the start of his public ministry. Now, it doesn't mean that Jesus wasn't ministering before this. It's just that this is when it became public. This is when he wanted it to be known across the world to all people that he is the Son of God. But Jesus has always ministered. Even before the foundations of the earth, a lamb was slain. The Creator, Jesus, who is the Word of God, he's always been ministering. He ministered in the fact that he made us. But then he became one of us. Jesus took on human flesh. He dwelt among us. He tabernacled with us. And in that, Jesus wanted to identify us with us in so many ways. And one of the ways he did that was through baptism. Baptism being sort of this ceremony, this ritual, this sign of being washed, being cleansed of your sin, right? But isn't it amazing that Jesus, who's the sinless Son of God, wanted to identify with sinful man by being baptized? If you think about it, Jesus didn't need to be baptized because he had no sin. As people were coming to John, they were repenting of their sin and they were turning to God and his kingdom. Jesus had no sin. He came to bring the kingdom, and yet Jesus still chose to be baptized because, again, he wanted to identify with us. He didn't need to be baptized. And you know, we don't need to be baptized either. Some people teach, which we don't believe the Bible teaches, that you need to be baptized in order to be saved. This teaching known as baptismal regeneration, fancy word for that, but basically it means that you're not saved unless you've been baptized. And we don't believe that to be biblical. Baptism is an outward expression of an inward reality that you are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And then when you get baptism, it's just a public declaration of what's already occurred inside of you, that you've been saved. So baptism doesn't save anyone. We've been studying 1 Corinthians in young adults on Thursdays, and Paul says in that book that he did not come to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And he said that he thanked God that he didn't baptize many of those people in Corinth. He's like, I think I baptized like Crispus and Gaius, and maybe there were a couple others, but I don't really remember. Paul would not be saying those words if he thought baptism saves you. So baptism doesn't save you, but it is important. It's important for us in that it's our opportunity to identify with Jesus. When you go into the water, you're saying, I have died with Christ. When you come up out of the water, you're saying, I'm raised to new life in Christ. And Jesus did that. Jesus went to John at the Jordan River to be baptized. Look at verse 14. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? So John baptized a lot of people in the Jordan River. And he was doing those baptisms in order to prepare for the coming of Jesus. But later we're gonna see that people stopped going to John to be baptized and they started going to Jesus. And I love it because the disciples of John were like, hey, John, you're losing a bunch of followers and they're going over to Jesus. And he's like, I'm cool with that, right? Go follow him, he's more worthy. I must decrease, he must increase. And as people were going to be baptized by Jesus in another part of the Jordan River, it actually says that Jesus did not baptize anyone, but his disciples baptized. I never knew that. Well, I guess I did. I guess I never really reflected upon it. That Jesus never baptized anyone. Don't you think if baptism saved you, that Jesus would have been doing a lot of baptizing? And part of it is this, is that, could you imagine the people who got baptized by Jesus, like how they would kind of own that, you know? Well, you know, I was baptized by none other than Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Because as human beings, we have quite the tendency to boast and to have pride. And so I think Jesus is like, no, I'm not gonna be baptizing anyone. And I was talking to my family in the car this week. We were driving and I was preparing for this message and I thought about that. And I told him, did you know Jesus never baptized anyone? And my daughter spoke up and she's like, well, Dad, actually, technically speaking, he did baptize people. And I was like, no, he didn't. It's in John chapter 3, he didn't baptize anyone. And she's like, well, Dad. She's like, John baptized with water, right? And I was like, yeah. And John said, there's one that's greater than me who is coming, and he will not baptize with water, but he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. So yeah, you're right. Jesus never baptized people in water, but Jesus baptizes people with the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, okay. All right, fine. You're right. Yeah, exactly. But Jesus said, John, I want you to baptize me. And John's like, no, you should be baptizing me. He said, no. He consented, and finally John baptizes Jesus. And I want to look at this scene because this was a fulfillment of righteousness. This is Jesus identifying with us. Even though he never sinned, he was identifying with sinful humanity in that he was being baptized in the Jordan River. And his baptism was unique. We have to say that, but it's a picture of what anyone who's baptized into Christ, what they really are experiencing. Jesus set the example. He set the model for us. And so look at verse 16 through 17. This is the occasion. This is the moment when Jesus gets baptized. It says, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were open to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. This is one of the most spectacular scenes, I think, in the Bible, because For one thing, what we see here is that God, who is one and yet is eternally distinct as three persons, we see the Trinity. We see God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all present here in this moment at Jesus' baptism. The Son is being baptized. The Spirit of God is descending upon the Son. And then the heavens are opening, and the Father, who no one has ever seen, and yet his voice has been audibly heard, speaks from heaven, and he says, "This is my Son, in him I am pleased." So you've got the Father speaking, the Son being baptized, and the Spirit of God empowering. And when Jesus was baptized, again, it was this picture for what we need to experience, what Jesus opened the way for us to all receive. And in the same way that Jesus heard the Father affirm him, and he had the Spirit of God empower him, I think that's what every single person longs to have. The affirmation of God the Father, the empowerment of the Spirit of God coming upon Jesus, being the example of what a Spirit-filled life looks like, that is what Jesus received at his baptism. And that's what you and I receive when we come to faith in Jesus Christ. We get all of God. The Father affirming you, the Spirit empowering you, you walking in the life of Jesus, that you have died with him, and so you've also been raised with him, and this is the life that God calls us to. And so in Matthew chapter 28, we get what is known as the Great Commission. This is once Jesus is going into heaven and he's sending his disciples to go and to baptize across all the nations. Jesus came to them and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you, and behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age." So that's what we're gonna do today. As each person comes forward, they have a testimony of what God has done in their life. And we're gonna baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know that God is pleased with them. We know that God has power for them to live a life of following Jesus. And isn't it so good that Jesus went first, that Jesus set the example for us to follow? But Jesus is so much more than an example. He's a Savior. And he gave his life for us so that we can live. And so we're gonna open up this time now for people to come forward. I'm gonna invite our worship team up. We're gonna pray, we're gonna worship, we're gonna baptize. And I just wanna say this, if God has moved upon your heart this morning, after hearing this message of what baptism is all about, really, again, as I said, baptism is about identifying with Jesus. And be watching and be thinking and be praying. If you didn't plan on being baptized today, but God's moving upon your heart to do that today, we're gonna give an opportunity for that this morning. And so let me pray for us, and then we'll invite each person up one by one. So let me pray. God, we thank you so much for this day. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we come before you, the God of all creation, the living God, the God in whom we trust. Lord, we thank you that Jesus, you came from heaven to earth. You died upon a cross for our sin. You rose from the dead, giving us victory and triumph forevermore. We thank you that when we do this baptism, it's identifying with you. It's saying we belong to you. The reason we can do that is because you identified with us. You came to us to save us. Now, what can we do except to give a response of faith and say, Jesus, we want to follow you. So Lord, I pray just a special blessing on each person getting baptized here today. I pray you empower them by your Spirit, that they know that God, you have affirmed them with your love. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.